The US Report, thanks to Peters of Kensington. Open 7 days at Barangaroo, Birkenhead Point and Kensington. Or shop online at petersofkensington.com.au.
Yeah, this is very critical stuff. Okay, let's go to Harley to get the American perspective. Syria, Donald Trump, Harley.
Well, the Trump administration is going to bring more sanctions against Russia over the Syrian chemical weapons program. The Trump administration, you know, on behalf of the Obama administration, probably has a little egg on its face, although they don't like to talk about it.
Yep.
Because remember, Obama had declared,
well, yeah, the red line.
Yeah, we got rid of it. We got rid of the chemical weapons.
Mm.
To do it and so forth. So they were satisfied.
Sorry to Harley interrupt. That's Harley's reference to them signing a deal in 2013 that Assad would get rid of chemical weapons, sarin gas in particular, but chlorine gas wasn't included in the agreement.
No, and I mean, I think a lot of people suspected that he would keep whatever he could possibly keep.
Yep.
The idea that we would allow him to keep, you know, chlorine or any other dangerous gases is, you know, one of those short-sighted ways that we were approaching things in the day. But in the meantime, a lot of people are wondering, you know, what do we really do? If this guy wasn't such an animal, he'd be a natural ally against terrorists. Because he's fighting terrorists. I mean, he's right with
Yes, he is fighting terrorists, and he's protecting Christians.
Yes. I mean, he'd be a natural ally.
What would... this question, Harley, I mean, you can't answer this, nor can I, and perhaps I should have asked this to Major General Jim Molan. Why would Assad take any action that might inflame America and lead to this kind of response?
Well, I think the United States, ever since the Obama years, has had a kind of a two-faced or a two-pronged approach. On the one hand, we want to fight terrorists. On the other, we declared that Assad was an enemy, that Assad was a war criminal, that Assad was unfair to his own people and had to go. Because don't forget, this was the Arab Spring thing.
Yeah, and yet he was the bloke that was fighting the terrorists.
Exactly. He was fighting the terrorists, but then the Arab Spring swept through the region, and the idea was, well, he had to go because the Arab Spring people said he needed to go. So Obama and company said, okay, we're going to help you make him go, which is all well and good, except that he's the guy who was fighting the fight that we need to be fighting.
And defending the Christians. Right, it's a very complicated setup. Harley, we've got to go. Perhaps we might have a yarn tomorrow about Barbara Bush. I know that her health is failing. Perhaps we can talk about that tomorrow. Harley in the United States of America.